Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Online and in the classroom. Register at AAA.com and you could save 10% on your insurance.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for plenty of sunshine. Today we'll have a high climbing up to 39. Tonight clouds will be moving in with a bit of snow late, accumulating a coating to an inch. We'll have a low down to 32. And then tomorrow, rain and snow showers, accumulating a coating to an inch in ski country. We'll have no accumulation in the city with a high back up to 39. And then Monday, a little bit of sunshine, maybe a few flurries in the morning in ski country. High of the day, 35. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Matt Rindy.
Thanks, Matt. It is partly cloudy and 31 degrees in Buffalo.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, and here for your general questions, but our topic today is the ongoing debate about electrification relating to decarbonization. You heard in the news this week, in fact, I was on with Brian and Susan earlier in the week, talking about the shift away from natural gas, and that is actually something that's happening right before our eyes, and the removal of natural gas from the landscape by 2030, and then you won't be able to purchase appliances made to run on natural gas. And it seems that the cart is before the horse, and we're not ready to really have that be front and center as our focus, because we're not ready to run our country with electricity. And on the live line is a gentleman who's quite an expert in the matter. His name is Ron Passafaro. Now, Ron's recently retired from ECR International. Used to be Dunkirk Boiler. I have a Dunkirk Boiler at home, and they make all things related to boilers. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you for having me.
Your article in the Buffalo News captivated me, and of course, recognizing your name as Dan Reiniger's neighbor, I was able to get in touch with you to have you come on the show this morning, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Happy to be here.
Yep, Dunkirk Boiler, a staple in Western New York, and you recently have retired. And your article talks about basically what I started the show with, and that we're really not ready for electricity to be the focus because of the fact that, power generation is largely dependent on means that do produce carbonization, and electricity is generally produced in some cases with natural gas too.
It's the number one fuel used to produce natural gas, or excuse me, to produce electricity. that 38% of our electricity generated in the U.S. is produced by natural gas, 22% by coal, so 60% by carbon-related fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And just basically 9.2% was produced by wind and another almost 3% by solar, so 12% by what we would consider conventional renewables. So to think we're going to go in 7 years, now that we're into 22, in 7 years we're going to make this big migration to complete renewables and be able to power our country, I think is pretty far-fetched.
So with that said, Ron, and you know, being on the front line of this with the boiler manufacturing, why is this happening and no one's really stopping it?
I think because it's a great rallying cry. You know, it, when we make electricity, it's kind of hidden. It just shows up at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that there is an vent pipe that goes off of our electrical outlets. And so for the advocates and the politicians, I think they just, it's easy to communicate, hey, this is a clean energy. Well, no one goes behind the curtain to understand how the physics actually work. And that's where we're short on physics and high on rallying cry.
Well, that's kind of alarming because, as we've already said, this is happening. And I don't know whether even manufacturers are going to be ready for it. Let's talk about that. Is Dunkirk Boiler ready for this?
When I was leading the company, as you mentioned, I retired a year ago. I always was like the car dealer never fell in love with the car. We sell sedans, we sell coupes, we sell trucks, et cetera. So we had boilers that ran on natural gas, and that's our number one seller by far.
Mm-hmm.
We also had oil, which is obviously out of favor. We also have electric boilers. Back some years ago, we made cogeneration boilers that ran on natural gas and produced electricity while they were running.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, was a reasonable idea, but way ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to have a portfolio of products to be able to meet the needs of the market. We don't pick what energy is going to be used, and I think that's part of my thrust is, let's not fall in love with solar or wind exclusively to everything else, because there's a bunch of different options that we know today and are yet to be invented or discovered.
So with that said, well, a couple things that relate to that point. First of all, there's a regionality to what works in various parts of the country better, correct?
Absolutely.
And natural gas...
The big rallying cry behind heat pumps, and most people don't understand that there's basically two types of heat pumps. An air-to-water heat pump, where we're taking energy out of the air, which the technology has gotten better and better and better over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's geothermal heat pump, which
right.
is basically utilizing the water in the ground, which never freezes, and taking the energy for that.
Right.
However, as you know, Dominic, the cost of geothermal to install
right.
is exorbitant.
It's off the charts, it's right. I mean, if you're never going to move from your house, if you're never going to leave your house and, you know, you're talking about probably a 40 or 50-year payback, yeah, it starts to make sense then. But really, that's about it.
Yeah, and the first cost is just usually prohibitive
right.
for most households.
Yeah. So with that said, regionality is at play here, and yet it's becoming universally driven that natural gas is going to go away. That seems to be another whole real breakdown in the storyline here is the fact that we should be looking this more by region of the country as opposed to universally.
That's an interesting comment. And frankly, Dominic, I hadn't thought about that. However, there's precedent for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as you know, regional efficiency standards in this country for
right.
air conditioning.
Right.
So if you live in Florida, you have one degree of efficiency that is a minimum. And then if you live in Buffalo, New York, it's a lower degree. Because why? We have fewer cooling hours that we put on our systems here as opposed to Florida. So your idea of having regionalized approach as president, and it might make a lot of sense.
But yet, having said that, California, where you think would be less driven to a natural gas environment and more driven towards a power grid environment, isn't working. And they're already trying to shove that down people's throats in California to depend more on the grid. And yet this summer, they were told to turn off their air conditioners.
Yeah, and you know, generation is just one component of the electrification equation, as you know. The other side is having the distribution capability. And our grid, frankly, is not anywhere near capable of adding more load to it, as you just said in California. You know, they can't handle the cooling load that they have now.
Ron Passafaro, our guest, an expert in the matter of the whole issue of a generation of heat, in that he's had a career in the boiler business at Dunkirk, Dunkirk Boiler and down in Dunkirk. And we are going to be tearing this whole story apart, and we're going to touch our toe into the discussion of hydrogen blending, something you don't hear a lot about, but yet Ron has something to say about that, so we'll be getting into that. A lot of people are already calling and texting in about their concerns about the timeline here, Ron, and maybe you can help us with some of that as far as the transition transitional time frame of when some of these mandates are going to hit. And a lot of people are actually now texting in to say that they're going to buy up backup, buy up what they can right now and stockpile. So it's kind of ridiculous as to, you know, the approach I think that some people are feeling as though we have to take to save ourselves from this. If you'd like to participate in the program, we'd love to have you call in right now at our toll-free line, 1-800-616-WBEN if you're outside Buffalo. In local, 716-803-0930. Also, our text line, same number, 803-0930. Always feel free to contact me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. Pay us a brick and mortar by coming to 9074 Main Street in Clarence. That's our Come Home to Cortese showroom. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. You can see everything we do there, room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, small projects, and of course our cooking school. Monday night was a hit, folks. We had the Feast of Seven Fishes. Jerry Clemente did a wonderful job. We had a wonderful meal. And coming up in February, we have another class. First Monday of the month. Check it out online at cortese.net. I believe we're going to Bologna this coming. I'll get that information. I wasn't ready with it. But I'll get that for you as after we come back. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to say good morning to Gabriel Maddalena. Never really know where he is anymore because he's a Roman banker. Where are you today, Gabriel?
I'm at the home office in Clarence, New York.
Okay, there you go. He's at the Transit Road Clarence store for Lakeshore Savings Bank. A Roman banker is what he is now because his job has changed. He's no longer a branch manager. He roams the district, Erie County, to talk to you about your mortgage. So you can always think of calling the bank and setting up an appointment with Gabe to do that. You're available by appointment, correct?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Call me, and wherever I am, I'll be able to talk to somebody, and then we can get that appointment going.
So there you go.
Where I am.
So this week's been quite interesting, Gabe, because rates have come down.
They have. You know, at Lakeshore Savings Bank, whenever there's a possibility that we can, you know, bring down that rate, we're going to bring that rate down, even though we're in a rising rate environment. Lakeshore has been around for 131 years. And we've been around that long because we always put people first.
Amen to that. And one other thing I want to make sure we get in to our discussion. Right now, folks, you can get a new mortgage at Lakeshore Savings Bank with no closing costs on a 15-year amortization for the whopping rate of
6.5%. 1.25.
How do you like that? I mean, that's quite remarkable. 15-year fixed. So another way to do a home equity scenario if you don't have a mortgage is just to get a new first mortgage at no cost. It's just like a home equity loan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and, you know, if you're looking for, if you don't have a first mortgage right now and you want to get into a no closing cost mortgage, okay, that 15-year rate or the 10-year rate, we have the same rate, 5.875 fixed. It's a great option for some people, again, who don't have a first mortgage, but you're looking to do that home improvement project or you're looking to consolidate debt and you want to get into a low fixed rate and lock it in right now, no better time, no better bank.
There you go. Absolutely well said. Gabe, the phone number there at the Clarence branch?
My direct phone number is 716-803-6027.
One more time.
716-803-6027.
We're like 2 weeks away from saying 132, but for the last time, for 131 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore, Lakeshore.
The Rooms of the Holiday Season is back on Fridays and Saturdays in December at Batavia Downs. Each Friday and Saturday will have cash and gift certificate drawings to furnish each of the rooms in your house. That includes some big cash drawings that could furnish your garage with a nice new car or maybe even a snowmobile for the backyard. For details, see their Facebook page or check out BataviaDownsGaming.com.
Batavia Downs, with more
great gaming.
Batavia Downs,
with more, lots more.
I think if you're approaching or already in retirement and you've done a great job of saving, you don't need just a financial planner. You need a retirement specialist.
Michael Hebern, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
We specialize in helping retirees generate income, pay less in taxes, and make their money last throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors specializes in retirement planning for high net worth individuals. Call or text now, 716-727-5047, or go online to levelfa.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
When you think of windows and doors, think of Big L Windows and Doors at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. 716-895-8484. They carry the Marvin window line, the Therma-True door line. When you give them a call, they will set up an appointment to help you evaluate what your needs are. Yeah, they won't sell you anything that you don't need. They'll help you select the right window and door for you. They'll consult you on the installation process, and they will arrange for installation so that you can sit back and enjoy your new purchase. Windows and doors. Their people know more. That's what you need to do to give them a call, 716-895-8484. Check them out online, biglwindows.com, and stop in at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, I'm Aaron Bruni, and I'm president at Snyder Industries, a CNC shop where we recognize the value of personal growth. Believe it or not, I started as a machinist, and I've worked in multiple departments leading up to my current position. And I want you to know that these opportunities can exist for you. Good work ethic should be rewarded, and that's how we structure our team. Leadership should know the importance of work-to-life balance. Having come from the floor, our leaders understand your needs. Call 716-707-GEAR, G-E-A-R, and join the Snyder Industries family, where you're a machinist, not a machine.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I've got a great stocking stuffer idea from you. How about getting a garage door tune-up for the guy in your house that has everything? Yeah, right now you can get a 50% off discount on a garage door tune-up. Regularly $69.99. Gorilla Garage Gear offering you a discount right now, 50% for the Hammer Time listener, $34.99. What is included in the 15-point checkup? Well, virtually everything that you need to know about garage doors. It's all in that checkup. They'll check everything in the operation, from the springs to the seal to the weather strip, the hinges, the lubrication of the parts, the opener to make sure it's working right, proper tension for the opener belt, inspecting the opener sprocket, making sure the safety eyes are all in place. That is what they'll do, and they'll do it at a discount right now. 716-715-6927. 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1025 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and we're continuing, as we will probably for several years now, the debate that's now before us on the decarbonization, electrification of our society, the move away from natural gas, and the shift towards everything electric when the cart's really not properly placed in front of the horse there, because we're not ready for that. And Ron Passafaro, retired from Dunkirk Boiler, expert in on the phone right now talking about this whole issue. A texter is writing in about getting ready for this and going to Erie, Pennsylvania to buy equipment, stockpiling equipment. What do you think about all that, Ron?
Well, I guess if you want belts and suspenders, you might want to do that, but I don't think you need to go to Erie for it. Probably go locally there to one of the supply houses like Ur Supply.
Right, but getting ready, as I think the concern is, as we get closer, what's going to happen to the availability of these appliances?
Well, it depends on whether or not the federal government gets involved in regulating the manufacturing of these products. Mm-hmm. That hasn't been talked about as of yet. Federal government regulates efficiency levels, which in effect regulates what type of products can be made. So we'll see how that plays out. But
okay.
As of now, again, I'm retired, Dominic. I'm trying to become an expert in steelhead fishing as opposed to boilers and everything else.
Yep. And I know you got your foot in banking, too. Full disclosure, Ron sits on the board at Lakeshore Savings Bank. So there's another connection to our wonderful program here. Thanks for your service to the bank, Ron.
I'm very proud to be a part of a great institution that feels so strongly about community and community support.
Amen. Well said. Let's try to get to everybody here. On the line is Jim calling us from Marilla. Hey, Jim, you're on WBEN with Ron Passafaro.
Good morning. I've been listening to quite a bit of information on the radio about this whole natural gas thing. And in all the conversations I've heard, nobody has ever mentioned the word propane. Is propane part of this entire mishmash? And also one other thing, what happens to people who heat and control their houses and their farms using natural gas wells?
Okay, good questions.
Great question. I'm not sure I have the answer. I can speak to the propane part. As we know, propane is really liquefied petroleum, right? So that's part of the oil industry, and it's the fuel, gas fuel, that is derived from petroleum. So I suspect that that will be on the hit list quicker than natural gas, because it's a dirtier fuel when you think about carbon emissions.
Yeah.
So I would think that would go away quicker.
It would probably – I actually think you would think it should top the list above natural gas for being unclean.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question
But yet you have the issue, though, availability. A lot of areas don't have natural gas available to them.
Right. And it becomes a pocketbook, decision for users, because it's either oil, which is more expensive than propane by a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, natural gas is very cost effective. And electricity is not a great economic choice for heating. At least in our neck of the woods, it only gets worse downstate.
as you get closer to New York City, where, you know, kilowatt hours are 24 cents, whereas we pay maybe 14 cents up here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great question, Jim.
What about the gas well situation?
That's an interesting one, and I don't have any.
To the, let's call it the grid.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Fascinating point. Let's hold. Let's put you on hold because we've got to check in with the bottom of the hour news break. But we'll continue with that discussion right after the news.
All right, thank you.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Senator Everhart says she wants a trial in the federal case against the top shooter.
I want a trial because it's bigger. Right? What happened on 514 is bigger than what happened on 514. It's bigger than the the 10 lives that we lost. It's bigger than the three people that were seriously injured. This is about racism. This is about hate.
The shooter was not in court today. Everhart's son, Zaire Goodman, survived the shooting that killed 10 others. The judge set the next date for March 10th. By that time, the judge says the government should be able to determine whether to seek the death penalty. Starbucks Workers United marked its first anniversary of beginning unionizing efforts. Congressman Brian Higgins says employees want Starbucks management to abide by their standards.
And that is social responsibility, that is treating their employees as partners, and they're recording record profits, and these young baristas are being harassed. So what started in Buffalo a year ago with virtually nothing has now grown to 7,000 employees in the Starbucks Corporation, 260 stores.
Union leaders say Starbucks executives have been busting union efforts. Santa Land is today at Chestnut Ridge Park.
We haven't always been able to do Santa Land over the last few years as we've come out of the COVID-19 pandemic, but we're going to have a great Santa Land this year with, of course, Santa Claus leading the show. So make certain that you come down.
Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Toys for Tots as well. It runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
How do you increase the value of your home, folks? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City has been offering beautiful glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, as well as a custom mirror product for over 50 years. Yeah, the Weinholz family has been around that long. They have been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for you. Call Twin City, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into Wolitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Magical musical memories are in store when John Morris Russell's Holiday Pops take the stage Thursday, December 15th through Sunday, December 18th at Klein Hands Music Hall. Dynamic jazz vocalist Sydney McSweeney returns, plus the AACC African Dance and Drum Performance Company and Buffalo Philharmonic Chorus join in a variety of seasonal music, including selections from the Polar Express, Babes in Toyland, White Christmas, A Carol Sing-Along, and more in this festive and fun program. Tickets 716-885-5000 or bpo.org.
What if you're a marketing manager and you have to write a plan for a new product launch? Positioning, strategy, messaging, deliverables, all of it. So you partner with Quilted Squirrel. They know this stuff. They learn your business and product, identify opportunities, and deliver a marketing plan that delivers real results and peace of mind for you. Your new product deserves that kind of marketing expertise. Your brand deserves Quilted Squirrel. Visit quiltedsquirrel.com to learn more.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. When giving gifts this holiday season, keep environmental sustainability in mind. Avoid giving useless gifts and knickknacks. Look for durable items that will last for years. Shop for items made out of recycled material. Lastly, family heirlooms make a perfect gift. Not only will they be treasured for a lifetime, but are also environmentally friendly. When we each share our one thing, it becomes 100 things, 1,000 things, 1,000,000 things for our planet. What's your one thing?
This is Dr. Kent from the Smile Center. Don't suffer any longer hating your smile. We will use the latest innovations to beautify your smile in as little as an hour using bridges, implants, or dentures while you are sedated in a modern, friendly, and safe environment. Make your appointment to learn about your new smile and the various sedation choices available for you. Get your confidence back. Call 834-2600 or visit smilecenterny.com. That's 834-2600 or smilecenterny.com.
Too often, I think the sub in subcontractor stands for substandard. They do quick work that feels rushed, cheap work that feels cheap. That's why we use full-time craftsmen and women dedicated to quality work. It's also why we joined the Home Improvement Council in 1963. We're committed to our craft, and we're determined to raise you a long-lasting, leak-proof, beautiful roof. Call ROT for a free estimate.
Shield your home.
Marty, what's hoarfrost?
The pretty, prickly, pearly stuff that appears on plants when it's cold.
What's it doing in the parlor?
Ruh-roh.
Did you test and tune our furnace?
I was testing and tuning everyone else's, and I didn't get to it yet.
Well, can you get to it? My begonias are frosty.
Okie dokie.
Make sure it's the nosiest inspection in all the land.
The very nosiest.
Schedule your $65 test and tune today.
Emerald Heating and Cooling.
Fresh air skylights from Velux offer you natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. Hey, it's Dominic here from my friends at Lenco. You know, they're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being, too. Lenco can help you with Velux skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. Or how about this? Stop into either Seneca Street, Sheridan in Transit, or Sheridan in Delaware, and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the flow.
10:36 is Hammer Time, and it's Dominic Cortez, and the debate continues on the issue of electrification and the decarbonization. And we've got so much interest here, Ron. We're not going to pack it all into our hour, but we'll have to have you back if we can arrange for that in the future to continue with this discussion. Let's finish, of course, where we left off, Jim and Marilla, about what to do or what regulations are going to be on that person that has a gas well on their own property.
Right.
Yeah, I personally just don't know, Jim and Dominic, what they'll do. I'm sure this is a gray area that they just haven't addressed.
Yeah.
But Albany has a tendency to reach over or even overreach, so I'm sure they'll pay you a visit, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just can't understand what's going to happen to the natural gas industry because of this. Around here, it employs a lot of people.
Yeah.
And if you stop using natural gas completely, that's in parentheses, where did all those people go to work? Now they have to shift over to electric?
I wonder, Ron, do you think that there's any way that this can be, kind of diverted and this discussion might have some legislation come into effect that might change some of these preposterous laws?
I think Jim makes a great comment, and that is we have a tremendous infrastructure in natural gas, and it should be part of the solution. And as you alluded to a moment ago before our break, hydrogen has a potential to play a role in making natural gas part of the solution of decarbonization.
Okay. Let's get into that before we waste all of the hour on the debate.
Okay.
Talk about how hydrogen could kind of step in here and save the day.
Well, hydrogen is a fuel that's been around for a long, long time. Of course, it has a little bit of a black eye because people remember the Hindenburg. But one thing we have to remember is all these fuels are explosive. We just take safety measures to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we also live with a short amount of risk because of the overwhelming benefit it provides society.
Mm-hmm.
So how it plays a role is this. Hydrogen is a product, is an energy when burned, produces water as a byproduct as opposed to what we are familiar with all other fuels of flue gas,
mm-hmm.
which contains the carbon that we're trying to control.
Okay.
So hydrogen is also, you have to make hydrogen. So we have to split atoms off of water, H2O, split the H off of water, and that usually is done either through electrolysis or other means utilizing carbon fuels. So the perfect way is to utilize electrolysis and renewable energy to split the hydrogen off and create the hydrogen fuel.
So there's no public utility doing any of this now. Is that true?
That's what I was just going to say.
Actually, that is already being done in Europe.
Okay.
So there have been various projects. One in England, which was done in 2021 successfully, where they took a Keele University, and there was pipeline that was charged with a mixture of natural gas and hydrogen.
Okay, so it's being done in parts of the world, but how about here in the States?
Not yet, but before I retired, I was very much involved with the study of hydrogen and natural gas blending, and had talked with many gas companies, both in America as well as Canada, that have a great amount of interest in this.
So the infrastructure for that would be another enormous curve as well, correct? Because the generation and then the piping would have to be kind of like what we have for natural gas?
Here's the beauty of it, Dominic, is that what Europe is proving out and what I hope this country proves out is that we can utilize certain ratios of hydrogen in our current natural gas pipeline.
I see.
We could utilize the exact same infrastructure we have.
That's amazing.
Which, oh, by the way, as opposed to the electrical grid that we have above the ground, natural gas lines are pretty resilient.
Yeah. Yeah. Texter's writing in regarding any possible switchover from natural gas to electric. Is that going to be a viable idea with an existing heating plant?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
So the texter is asking when the mandate takes effect and we have to replace, or when we replace our heating and cooking appliances, specifically speaking to a heating appliance, is it going to be retrofittable to become electric, or is it going to have to be replaced?
Well, no, you definitely will not be able to retrofit it.
Yeah.
Because the fuel systems will be entirely different. Most likely the heat exchangers and the controls will be all different.
Yeah.
There'll be no retrofitting. It'll be a replacement of the appliance. And if you happen to be on a steam system, because we still have steam in this country for residential applications, that's a whole nother. You may have to rip out your entire heating system.
That's right.
And replace it with a hot water system.
Exactly, yeah. Another texter is writing in about power failure. What do we do in a power failure when we don't have natural gas as a backup for generation?
Great question. I don't think anybody's thinking out that far. you know, people, as I say, it's a great rallying cry to go to electrification, but we spend far too little time on the science and practicality of it.
Yep.
As your callers are much more in tune with, shall we say, common sense.
I just heard a story, Ron, this morning of a unnamed electric vehicle driving down the highway, hitting a bump and exploding and burning completely, gutting the car and burning everything inside. Thankfully, the people were able to get out. So the whole idea of what lithium can do, we talk about explosion and hazard of hydrogen and natural gas. What about lithium batteries?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't be trying to push the envelope and try to discover everything we can.
Right.
But let's do it in a well thought out pace and not turn the world upside down as we're doing it.
Let's go to Cheektowaga and chat with Bruce. Good morning, Bruce. You're on WBEN with Ron Passafaro.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. I was just curious if the propane is so dirty, what are all these people going to do with their gas grills? I mean, my neighbors, every one of my neighbors has one, and some of them have two and three tanks.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they're going to have to go out and buy new electric grills?
Is there such a thing?
I don't think
as
so.
An electric barbecue?
Yeah,
I never thought about that.
Yeah, you were talking, and I was outside, and I was listening to the radio, and that popped into my head, and I go, everybody uses them all year round.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in the winter.
Amen,
I mean.
So what do you think about cooking, Ron? I mean, I know that's a little out of your box, but what's going to happen with cooking? I think residentially it's easy to adapt in a stove, you know, to go to an electric stove. But a lot of people like to cook on gas.
Yeah, I do myself. I enjoy cooking. And as Bruce just said that, I thought, well, that's what we call a broiler, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But we're not outside with a perhaps an adult beverage while we're cooking. but in any case, no. One of the studies that was done with hydrogen, not to drag everybody back to that, but was that we did spike gas with 5 and 15% hydrogen and tested it on all appliances, boilers, furnaces, gas, water heaters, and stoves. And the legacy products that are currently in place, most will work without any safety issue.
Really? So just blending hydrogen into the equation will work.
Everything points to that as of today, and clearly it's being proven out in large demonstration projects around the world.
And does that effectively reduce, you know, the carbonization?
For instance, most high-efficiency boilers, and I want to speak to boilers because that's where my historic experience is, can operate safely and effectively with 20% hydrogen mixture with natural gas today. And the reduction in CO2 is not one-to-one. So the reduction in CO2 emissions, carbon emissions, is about 10% on a 20% blend.
So it does have an impact.
If you went to the green advocates and said to them, we can cut emissions by 10% tomorrow, they would praise God.
Yeah,
that's a huge change.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, again, time's not going to allow us to get into all of the discussion that's so important here about this subject. But what's really driving this? I mean, the green movement certainly has, you know, a great following. But is it a political debate?
I think it is to a large extent. And they're just, you know, we're trying to glom onto something that will get us to that end point. And it's not a simple, you know, challenge. And as I wrote in my article in the paper, I think it's going to take all of us and many different solutions.
There you go.
And we can't just, you know, be myopic and say it's electricity and that's it.
Yep. 803-0930, participate in the program. Ron Passafaro talking about the electrification of our nation. We're back with more of Hammer Time Radio right after this. Well, as we continue the debate about moving away from natural gas, many of you certainly, like me, and I'm sure you at home, rely on natural gas to heat your homes. And if you have a ducted system, that means that heated air is traveling through that ductwork. And inside that ductwork, there may be a collection of debris that collects over time, dust mite, feces, and all of that dirt and debris with air traveling over it is a recipe for perhaps breathing unsafe air. And as we wind our way through winter, we certainly want to breathe clean indoor air to help keep our families safe and keep our sicknesses down. And Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, no doubt about it. And let me just, I was going to call in. The show is amazing. And if people knew, I have some, I'm trying to think of this book recommendation. But I have to say this. I'm a huge environmentalist, as you know. I try to spend as much time outdoors as possible, and I totally get it. But they are operating on really false science and false models.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as a, you know, you and I are believers, and as Jesus said on the cross, forgive them for they know not what they do.
I guess we can equate that, yes.
Yeah, so here we go. But for as far as indoor air quality, and people still don't know that not all duct cleaning is the same. The best equipment off the shelf out there for $10,000 to $20,000 only will clean 40 to 50% of your ductwork out, while the column system, as you said, at $80,000 gets 95% of the contamination out of your ductwork. Mm-hmm. So that is the duct cleaning portion. Now, How else do we keep people healthy, Dominic?
Medical-grade air purifier and high-capacity dehumidification.
That's absolutely right. So as far as that goes, once again, the Healthway line, we have the we'll start with the specials. Okay,
you don't tell them about the stocking stuffer.
Right, okay. So we didn't carry this model for a long time, but they gave us such a sweet deal on it. So once again, the Healthway across the line, the three units, are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. Once again, that's filtering down to 0.007 microns. HEPA goes down to 0.3. That you don't have to be a mathematician. That's where you get your 40 times more efficient. And they're energy efficient, so there's no carbon footprint, net carbon footprint with them. So the compact that covers 500 square feet is $419. That's
wow.
The stocking stuffer. Yep.
That's
the
great.
One that you have, the deluxe unit, covers 1,200 square feet. That is $300 off still. And the one that connects to your furnace is $500 off. Okay.
Great, great discounts. And these are only available today, folks, 716-683-3000.
Cleaning. This is the clincher for it all. There's openings before Christmas, and we've never done this before, okay? We want to keep it full transparency. We want to keep our guys working. And so we can save you up to $200 off.
Wow.
Depending on the size and age of your home, but you got to call today. And I know I have a lot of repeaters out there, about 50,000. So
okay.
Call today.
716-683-3000. You heard Peter. These are remarkable discounts. And only you can get them, and you can only get them today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Guys, 2022's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com.
This isn't your parents' cataract surgery. Sandy Beach for ECVA. ECVA is on the cutting edge of state-of-the-art laser-assisted cataract surgery. You'll experience a more comfortable, gentle, accurate, and highly customized treatment. Unlike the older procedures, you'll have little or no discomfort and a more rapid visual recovery. Make the best decision for your vision when it comes to cataracts with ECVA. Visit ECVAEyeCare.com to learn more. You'll see what I mean.
Many people are decorating for the holidays. It's estimated that over 14,000 people will visit hospital emergency rooms because of decorating accidents. Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Please be careful when you're putting up the holly and the mistletoe. From everyone at the Barnes Firm, we wish you a safe and happy holiday. Please decorate safely.
Hey, here's a holiday gift from Bed Bath & Beyond. Now through December 11th, get 25% off one item by texting GIFT to 239-663. That's 239-663. New offers every day at Bed Bath & Beyond. Exclusions apply. See website for details.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Carriers are delayed. Hi, I'm Andy from Lintar Miniship, your one-stop shipping shop. We're known for our shipping, not our singing. We compare rates and services from all the carriers. We'll even pack your shipments if you need help. Lintar Miniship has been family-owned and operated for nearly 40 years. We know the holidays are about family. We take great pride in helping families and friends stay connected. Come visit us at 5949 Camp Road in Hamburg. Lintar Miniship, you name it, we ship it.
The Rooms of the Holiday Season is back on Fridays and Saturdays in December at Batavia Downs. Each Friday and Saturday will have cash and gift certificate drawings to furnish each of the rooms in your house. That includes some big cash drawings that could furnish your garage with a nice new car, or maybe even a snowmobile for the backyard. For details, see their Facebook page or check out BataviaDownsGaming.com.
Batavia Downs!
Limbo!
more. Rank gaming. Let's hail you down. There's more. Lots more.
Well, you've heard me talk about Ava Roofing for a while now, how I feel they do excellent work. Well, I'm not alone. Western New Yorkers have shouted from the rooftops and proclaimed Ava Roofing as the best roofing company in the best of 716 poll. Congratulations to Anatoly and his brothers and his dad. Now, when you call Ava, you get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing. An expert foreman will show up, and they will give you a 10-year labor warranty on your roof. Call 716-343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com to schedule your appointment. That's right. You can actually book your appointment right online. Check them out today. Also, you can learn more about their third annual roof giveaway. No purchase is necessary. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go.
10:55 is Hammer Time as we wind our way till top of the hour and news time. Before we close the show, I want to mention that the February 6th class is A Night in Milan, classic risotto Milanese, also buco, asparagus Milanese, and Prosecco tasting. That's the 6th of February. In March, we're going to our family's region of Italy, Puglia, and we'll be making a special dish that's from our family with orecchiette, which is the little ear pasta. In April, we're going to Piedmont. In May, we're going to Amalfi. And in June, folks, we're going outside and we're making pizza. Now, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer as a certificate, gift certificate for the chef in your family, you can do that by purchasing your tickets online right now at Cortese.net. Check out the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. We've spent the hour with Ron Passafaro talking about the electrification of our nation and the issue of carbon footprint. A comment has come in, Ron. How do you feel about the new Bills Stadium getting a free pass on natural gas powered boiler system to heat the field? That's an interesting debate there unto itself, because by the time the stadium opens, you know what, 2-3 years from now, maybe more, we're going to be kind of like in the middle of this whole transition period.
Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah,
but it'll be great for the Bills and great for Western New York.
Well, that's
go
true.
Josh
yeah.
Allen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, another texter is writing in regarding the electrical capacity and the need for more power when we have more electrical appliances in our home. A furnace only needs a 15-amp circuit, and if you have an electric furnace, you're going to need a bigger service.
That's absolutely correct, and it's a hidden cost of this whole electrification conversion. You know, most of our homes are not set up to handle that type of electric load. So not only will you have to convert your furnace or boiler or hot water heaters, but you'll have to convert your electrical switching stations, et cetera, mm-hmm. in the house.
Another texter writes in, it's going to be cheaper to remove Democrats from office than switch everything over to electricity.
Well, we all got to keep our sense of humor through
this,
right?
Very well said. Let's go to Wheatfield and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're on with Ron Passafaro.
Yeah, good morning. I'm in full agreement with the gentleman. If you just did the simple math and physics versus gas, heat versus electric, the BTUs, it would take...
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here.
Oh, sorry about that. Go ahead. Keep going.
On a normal house, you got 100-amp service coming in at 220.
Right.
Oh, and so if you went and put in a boiler in for 100,000 BTU electric, it would probably draw right around 100 amps. So if it draws 100 amps of 240 when it's turned on to heat the house, okay, you have no amps left for the rest of the house because that's your full service. And you're only supposed to run 80%.
You're going to see a 200-amp service, which is a big service now in a home, go to a 400-amp service as a minimum mandate.
And here's the other problem, okay? Let's back it off one farther step. And that is, if you have a subdivision of 100 houses in it, and all of a sudden, you got to take and double the service for all these houses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that 100 house subdivision is now a 200 house subdivision.
There you go.
So when you start backing that off, and just common sense without even running numbers, the little wires on top of the poles will not carry that.
That's right.
It's like a good friend of mine's an electrician like I've been for decades, okay? And we get such a big kick out of it because when you ask the younger generation, the kids, where does the electric come from? Their answer is in the wall.
Well, we certainly have enjoyed our hour with Ron Passafaro. Ron, thanks for opening our eyes on the options that are out there, including hydrogen. And we'll keep in touch on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.